So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, we usually, it's obvious you want a playoff game in this manner. It's obvious you're going to be pretty excited. We don't see a kind of emotion from you at the buzzer as we did today. It's just, again, the obvious of winning a playoff game.
Yeah, there was probably a little bit more noise coming out of there, building up north to start the week, which we heard loud and clear, players and coaches alike. So this one meant something to us.
I kind of enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year.
Tyler, not to produce the show, but we definitely should have come in with, now we got bad blood. Now we got some bad blood. Judson Richards, Tyler Farrigal with you for the final hour until we hand it off to... There's no way the wild card round can match anything that we just watched last night, but we have all three NFL playoff games that are happening today, right here and tonight on 6M The Score and the Odyssey app. Again, I am Judson. Tyler holding it down on the other side of the glass. You, the caller, has been exceptional. This is hour number 5 for me. You have been my co-host. It has been so much fun to celebrate what was an epic night at Soldier Field. If you are a Bears fan, you will never forget that game. You just won't. Because we remember things. You remember the good, you remember the bad, you remember the great, and you remember great performances. And damn it, you're going to remember a great comeback and just an incredible performance by Caleb Williams. And still much to discuss, including the hard feelings. There's one particular audio, I think, why Ben Johnson is so angry and why the Bears took it so personal last week of what was coming out of Green Bay. By the way, you know, the Packers said that they wanted the Bears in the playoffs, right? I mean, that in itself, multiple bulletin board material. I think Josh Jacobs called Austin Booker a dirty hit that they put on Jordan Love where he got the concussion. They probably took that personally. Before we get to any more audio, I just want to say I was really, really disappointed for TJ Edwards, who went down fractured fibula. You saw the air cast. You know that is bad news. So the local guy who grew up on this Bears-Packers rivalry, a chance to live it in full form one more time last night in the playoffs. He is lost for the season. So disappointing for TJ, who does such a great job on the score and really, really reps that Bears uniform of his so incredibly well. And then also disappointing for Ozzie Trapillo, the rookie left tackle who has a torn patella tendon. So both of them, they are lost for the season. It will be next man up at the linebacker position and for the left tackle as well for the Chicago Bears moving forward. Just, we'll get back to the phones in just a moment. Just to reset, like, why Ben Johnson was so quick to shake the hand of Matt LaFleur, if you even call it that, why they were so bothered. Here is the Packers defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, this past week, virtually calling his shot, calling his victory against the Bears.
Like, what a blessing to be here for me and my family. So I appreciate that, and we are not going to be done. So I will see you guys next week.
A good podium bang. He will see them next week. It'll probably be to pack up his stuff. And who knows, Jeff Hafley may end up with a head coaching job. This Bears season has been so much about Ben Johnson. And I mean all of it. From his elevated expectations to his intense training camp practices to taking S personal like he did so much, right? Ben Johnson, you feel like he's got a long memory, and he did not mince words there. He did not mince words addressing his team in the locker room. He did not mince words there publicly at the podium, and it was clear as day that handshake, if you call it that, of Matt LaFleur, to then falling down in celebration with Roma Dunze, the Bears have been able to tap into what Ryan Poles and Kevin Warren wanted so much with Ben Johnson and what you'd hoped he would be. You did not know it, but you hoped that he would be more than just a play caller. That's the risk. That's the gamble. Averaging 33 points a game for the last 3 years, the Detroit Lions, great. He wasn't being hired as offensive coordinator. He was being hired to lead your team. Lead your 53-plus. Set practice schedules. Set habits. Set expectations. And get you to where they are right now. That's winning a playoff game for the first time in 15 years, and he is the first Bears head coach in the history of the organization to win a playoff game in his first year. Here is just a little bit of Ben Johnson in the locker room after the game, the videos that we may look more forward to than the games themselves because of the all-in, the all-buy-in of what we're seeing coming out of that Bears locker room.
Hell yeah!
Coming off of two losses, man. You go in the tournament off of two losses. You look up at halftime in this game, and it's 21-3.
No panic.
None of it built for pressure. That's you guys. And that's the first one. All right? That's what we had to do. You make sure when you talk to the media, you talk to them how this crowd tonight made a difference.
Yeah.
They made a difference, all right? Man, I'm so proud of you guys. To do what you just did, I said it at halftime, right? This is one that you'll never forget.
Yes, sir.
This is one you'll never forget, all right? Bring on in. Good, better, best!
Good, better, best!
Never let it rest!
Well, that is the mantra. That is the mantra of 2025 and hope for the next decade plus of Bears football. And that, it's very clear why that is so enjoyable, right? And by the way, good on Ben Johnson. They do not win that game at Lambeau Field. Go anywhere you want in the playoffs. If you start the way they did, you do not win if you are not at home. The fourth phase, Al Michaels, 31 games. He's called it Soldier Field. He had never heard it shake like that. That's because of the Chicago crowd. That's because of you. So absolutely, right? He should have given out a game ball. Ben Johnson gave out game balls. Montez Sweat, Colson Loveland, Caleb Williams probably should have had one for what was happening at Soldier Field with the hole that they dug for themselves. But building expectations, building a program, it is pretty spectacular what he was able to do. He may not win head coach of the year. If they were still voting, he absolutely would have earned it. Let's hear a little bit more from Ben Johnson before we get back to the phones, because this, you know, this is what he has built. Here he is on his message to his team being down 21-3 at halftime.
When your team was down 21-3 at halftime, obviously you've been in these positions before throughout the season, but understanding the stakes, what was your message to your players?
Well, the one thing that we had done during training camp was we had shown the film of the Atlanta and New England game and the Super Bowl from, was that 2016? I can't remember what year that was, but But we have two players on our roster that were part of both those teams. You know, Grady was with Atlanta and Joe Tooney was with New England. And it was just great to get perspective from both of those players of how that game went down. And I think it's just a good lesson to be learned that, you know, it's 28-3 in the middle of the third quarter. And yet, you know, the game still being played and there's a lot of time left. And that was my message to the group, was just reminding them that this has been done before. And rather than saying, woe is me and, oh, crap, we're in a hole, it's more, this is a great opportunity for us to turn this thing around into a game that we'll never forget. And that's what they did.
You know, that moment, it's a cool storyline. Grady Jarrett may not have appreciated reliving it as much. And I don't think that there is more of a underlying point to that story that Ben Johnson just told. Because listen, I mean, Ben Johnson's got scoreboard on Matt LaFleur. But one of the interesting narratives in what he just said is Matt LaFleur was the quarterback's coach in that perhaps the greatest collapse in sports, or at least in the NFL, when the Patriots came back down 28-3 to beat the Atlanta Falcons. Matt LaFleur was the quarterback's coach under Kyle Shanahan. So LaFleur knows collapses, but he now knows it that much better after being up 21-6 going into the fourth quarter against the Bears. LaFleur was on that Falcons epic loss, and now still the head coach as of now. I'm refreshing my phone, but still the head coach of the Green Bay Packers as well. Back to the phones we go. 312-644-6767. Chris is with us in Wisconsin. Chris, good morning to you.
Well, well, well. How are you?
I'm doing well, Chris. You?
Happier than hell.
I know you are, Chris.
I know you know it.
Yeah.
Unbelievable, man. I got to tell you, I was working the bar, and it was just sea of Packers. All Packer fans. There's 100 people. And you could have heard a pin drop. And I didn't say shit. Sorry. I didn't say anything. And I'm just having my head down. And an older gentleman says to me, he goes, "You're a Bears fan, aren't you?" I go, "How can you tell?" He goes, "You're not cheering." I go, "Not yet. Just watch." I go, "This dude's going to put his cape on in any second, and you get ready." He goes, "I am scared." They are up here. They now know. We have a coach. We got a quarterback. I'll reiterate that again. We have a coach. We have a quarterback. This is great. All of us up here are just jumping for joy. It's fantastic. However far we go is farther than them, which is great. We are just quite excited. And I'm telling you, I texted my family because I wasn't with them this time. But last time I was, and I said, hang in there. I said, turn the game back on, you guys. Just turn it on. And it was unbelievable. But that crowd of 100 people, definite. Silence, man. I've never seen anything like it. I went to the upstairs bar after the party finished. I go, "What happened?" He goes, "Third quarter, fourth quarter, everybody left. They just left." I go, "They didn't even stay for the finish?" He goes, "No, they left. They all left." The bar was empty upstairs. Fairweather fans.
Oh.
The only ones that stuck around are the ones that knew me. And boy, oh boy, there were some hand gestures going on towards me that I didn't think I'd see.
Chris, thank you for the phone call. We have talked a couple times in the middle of the night on those overnights. And what a great line by you. I think you said, "I don't know how far we'll go, but it's farther than them." That is a really good line. "I don't know how far we'll go, but we will go farther than them." We'll get back to the phones in just a moment. Some of the texts coming on this one. This from the 269, "I thought that Green Bay and LaFleur had something to do with the Bears keeping their cape on. That's a big lead to not hold on to. I found it interesting that the pass-to-run ratio and pass-run yards for both teams were similar, as were the offensive stats, while one team held the score by a good margin throughout." Again, the way that Matt LaFleur coached that second half, right, those four punts totaling 9 yards, he may have absolutely had his job heading into the second half. It may have cost him his job. That 2 quarters of football, and maybe even a little bit deeper, you know, the Bears did not lead one time in regulation of 8 quarters of football against the Packers, and yet are 2-1 over the course of this year of the 3 games that they played. I mean, that is really something. 312-644-6767. Robert is with us on the score. Robert, thanks for your patience. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
You got it.
So I looked at my wife last night. You know, we're sitting in bed watching this game, sick to our stomachs. And that missed field goal right before halftime, I looked at her and I said, we're going to win this game. And she kind of chuckled about it. And then third quarter, fourth quarter started happening. And, you know, as we know, I've been a Bears fan my whole life. And I've never had, you know, aside from 2006, I never had like that gut feeling that our team was just really special. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, no, Robert, we've heard a lot of 2006, right? Is that the last time you felt this way about a Bears game? I mean, almost, what, you know, over almost 20 years ago?
I mean, yeah, but there's something a little bit more special about this team. Yeah, we had a better record in 2006, and, you know, we were good, but there's a magic about this team, and I can't explain it.
Does it have to do with the quarterback, Robert?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
isn't that why today is different decades?
Without a doubt.
I mean, does it feel different? Like, you probably were a big believer at one point with Jay Cutler, right? Like, you may have thought that you found the guy with Jay Cutler. Does it feel similar but maybe different than that?
So I wanted to believe in Jay Cutler. You know, I think we all did, you know, because, you know, we're not going to not want to believe in the Bears. And last year, Caleb was his rookie year. He showed a lot of rookie mistakes. And then early on in this season, Caleb started really showing that he was different than Jay Cutler or even Grossman, you know. So it's a huge difference.
Robert, thanks for the phone call. Enjoy this one. We'll continue to enjoy it with you right here on 6-7 The Score. Judson Richards with you until noon, until we hand it over to the start of our triple header of NFL wildcard games coming your way on The Score and the Odyssey app. Again, we will be wall-to-wall tomorrow and all week long leading up to the divisional round game. It will either be the Philadelphia Eagles or the Los Angeles Rams coming back to Soldier Field next weekend. The reason why this feels different, at least to me, right? And we've had a number of callers that are my age. I'm 45 years old, and there have been some comps to feel but haven't felt this way since 2006. And, you know, I think there's probably some hyperbole about how great Caleb Williams is already. Whether he's, you know, I saw, you know, someone on NFL Network said he's the greatest quarterback in Bears history. We got a little ways to go there, although talk to me again in potentially three games. But again, the difference is the projection towards the future, right? The difference is what you feel this team can accomplish, and that is looking at sustained success. Yeah, we can go back to 2010, you know, even go back to 2012, right? Like that team was up over 500. 2018, they were 12-4. Did you really feel as you were watching already Mitch Trubisky or Matt Nagy cut off half the field for Mitch Trubisky? Did you feel the kind of ceiling that you feel with this team where it's drastically different with the quarterback that you have as he's still learning, as he is still trying to get a grasp of the offense at 24 years old? It is how bright the future is. Coming off of that win last night, I think what makes it feel, at least for me, so incredibly different. The game is built on offense. You cannot win or have a great offense if you do not have the quarterback. You can try to convince yourself. I mean, look at the Los Angeles Rams. They went to a Super Bowl with Jared Goff, and they still were trying to upgrade. Teams are always trying to upgrade until you can get your guy. But the one thing that we know about quarterback play, like as much as it is a guessing game, scouting, coming out of college, the ones that are the most proven, the greatest successes, are the number one overall picks. And if you time it right, like the Indianapolis Colts went from Peyton Manning to Andrew Luck, if you can time it right when it's your time to select a number one, you have a drastically different ceiling than every other team in the NFL. And that is why today is so different. More phone lines. We will continue to get to them and more of this game. 312-644-6767. The Bears slay the proverbial dragon of the Packers that have had way too much success over the last 15 years and are on to the divisional round. We're here to cover it on 6-7 The Score.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Sean, what happened offensively in the second half? You guys looked like you came out humming and then it just sort of came to a halt.
Yeah, I mean, second half, you know, you just look back on it, and we just couldn't get anything going. You know, came out, you know, a couple three and outs to start, and, you know, it was really disappointing. You know, I think after the first half we played, being able to drive the ball down and, you know, score, it seemed like every time. You know what, just got to go back and look at it, but, yeah, I mean, it's just lack of execution and finding ways to make plays that really just hurt us.
Now, it's a tale of two halves. Well, that doesn't even come close to describing it. The Bears trailed 21-3 at halftime. The Bears defense decided to bow their necks, and then the Bears offense showed up in the fourth quarter. The Bears outscored the Packers 28-6 in the second half of an epic game, a one that you will not soon forget. In fact, it's a game that you will forever remember, as the Bears scored 25 points in the fourth quarter to beat the Green Bay Packers. Good morning, everybody. Judson Richards back here with you. Final 30 minutes or so for me. So many great phone calls this morning, reliving this one. We will have NFL wildcard weekend. All three games coming up on the score. Bills-Jaguars will get us started at noon. 49ers and Eagles. If the Eagles win that game, they will be the team at Soldier Field next weekend. Nightcap, Chargers, and the Patriots. That's all right here on 6M The Score and the Odyssey app as well. A couple stats coming out of this game to keep in mind. Kevin Fishbane of The Athletic. Caleb Williams set a franchise record for passing yards in a playoff game, 361. That is just 2 yards shy of tying Caleb Williams' most he's ever thrown in an NFL game. Cairo Santos, 51-yarder, the longest field goal for a Bears kicker in the playoffs ever. Colston Loveland set a rookie and tight end team records for receiving yards in a playoff game. How about that 21-year-old Colston, who went 8 receptions 137 yards, the longest being 29. Caleb really wanted to get after Colson Loveland with 15 targets he had in that game. Text line. Some of the texts on this one from the 815. This team feels like the 84 Bears. If Caleb can play four quarters with full concentration and engagement, they will be a great team. One thought on that. Caleb, was he great out of the jump? No, probably not. I felt like as a whole unit, as an offense, they picked up right where they left off against the Lions, and that was poorly. Like they did not. I know we want to put everything on the quarterback. Like, when's the last time we talked about the completion percentage and wondered maybe the wide receiver or tight end didn't run the right route in a new offense? It's always just Caleb sailed him or didn't throw it to the spot. There are times when the receiver doesn't do the perfect thing. Like, I'm not going to think every receiver or route is run perfectly, and it's always on Caleb Williams. But, you know, as we look to the divisional round, yes, Caleb's got to be great from the jump. They got to be better. But, you know, Drew Dolman snapped the ball over his head. The running game was not getting going. They were not getting great pushes at all. Like, this was not your typical Bears rushing attack. There were drops yet again, and there were potential fumbles, but luckily they dropped the ball before it was considered a catch. So they were clunky up and down the offense to get started. It was not just like Caleb was terrible and then was great in the fourth quarter. That's not what I saw at all from the Bears offense. To be honest, they looked poorly coached offensively and defensively. They looked out of sync and out of rhythm from so many different areas. But what did they do? Well, they do what really they always do. At least in this season, seven game-winning drives, seven comeback stat? What's that one?
It is seven wins when they were trailing with 2 minutes or less in the game.
Right. It is their seventh game-winning drive of the season. I mean,
That's a better way to put it.
You have to trail to have a game-winning drive. So when I say that's what I always do, it's like, well, that's, you know, you have to be trailing to have a game-winning drive. You don't often want to make it 21-6 heading into the fourth quarter, but damn it, it made for some incredible drama, and it made for the loudest Soldier Field, at least the something that 81-year-old Al Michaels had never felt. Let's revisit this. I can't get over this one. 31 games, 81 years old. The man's never had a vegetable. Here's Al Michaels.
Do you feel the shaking a little bit?
I've done 31 games in the stadium. It's the first time I feel it shaking like this.
What an honor. I'm here to watch.
I mean, I covered an earthquake in San Francisco, but this has nothing to do with an earthquake. Wow.
This is great, man. What a game.
You heard the Jordan Love audio. I did want to get this audio in there. Let's hear from Packers safety Javon Bullard in the locker room. What he made of what happened?
No disrespect to them, but it ain't that they did. It's us. It's us. We gotta finish. You know, we whooping that the whole game. Like that's us. We gotta finish. Ain't do special. We gotta finish. We ain't finished last time. We ain't finished this time.
You know, it's interesting that they almost didn't finish at Green Bay. They certainly did not finish at Soldier Field the last time they played, and then they did not in this playoff game. I would encourage them to keep saying that, because the bulletin board material coming out of Green Bay last week was an enormous part of how Ben Johnson got his team up and ready for this game. Is there some truth to it? Listen, the Bears did not lead for a single minute in eight quarters in regulation against the Green Bay Packers. Yet they are still 2-1. The thing that the state of Wisconsin should be worried about, and the city of Green Bay and Milwaukee, the thing that they should be worried about is what's coming. Is that as a first-year head coach, and that is a 24-year-old quarterback, and by the way, Colson Loveland, 21 years old, just getting started with, it looks like, their connection. And if you want to talk about the defense, this was the fifth most expensive defense heading into the season, but you can't tell me that the defense took a backseat to this offense. The way that they drafted players, the money that they spent on the interior offensive line, I think it will be a very different defense, or the way that they spend and approach free agency and the draft, and we'll have plenty of time to get to that. But if you're thinking that this is going to be the peak of Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams. That's what I think. If you just think, hey, look at how we played them for a majority of four quarters, or look at how we dominated until the very end. You can look at it that way. I look at it as this is, you know, this is a new beginning, and we were at the very, very start of it, like literally year one of a head coach and a quarterback. We know things can change. 2018 is still pretty damn recent to watch a team you think with a first-year head coach and a second-year quarterback, but it is drastically different when you have the special. It is drastically different when you have a quarterback that can do the things that he can. When you do find yourself down, that Javon Board's quarterback, Jordan Love, could not do. He was great in a clean pocket. He was great under clear skies, but when that game got stormy, he did not have what number 18 had. 312-644-6767. Let's hear from Dave Wanstead. Love hearing from Wani. Love hearing him on the score, but here he is on the marquee.
Yes, absolutely. And you know what? A couple thoughts. I mean, a star was born. I mean, we, you know what we've been saying about Caleb, and I'm serious now. You know, oh boy, the progress he's making. He's really growing into being a quarterback of the future. But I tell you what, the guy was a star today. He truly was. I mean, he took that, you know, everybody made plays. I get that. But the plays that he made today put him at a different level, in my point. I mean, there's no question about that.
Yes, a star was born. I think locally we may have felt that in the overtime pass at Soldier Field against the Green Bay Packers. Nationally, and they still have a game to play, and perhaps another game, right? One of the greatest parts about laying your head on your pillow last night, and you may not have slept much, is that you know you've got another game coming this weekend at Soldier Field. Let's go to Andy with us in Kansas, who's been patient on 6-7 The Score. Andy, good morning. Thanks for waiting.
Hey, Judson. Thanks for taking my call. I have to say, as a lifelong fan, this one to me is the greatest Bears victory in my lifetime. And the reason is, number one, it's the playoffs. Number two, because of the comeback. And number three, because it's Green Bay. You said 15 years. Truthfully, it's been more like over 30 since Brett Favre showed up in Green Bay in 1992. This rivalry has been grossly, grossly one-sided. And you mentioned 2018. Not a coincidence. The second to last game of the year, that was the last time before this year the Bears beat Green Bay at home. They knocked them out of the playoffs and won the division. It's always the litmus test. Is beating the Packers. Remember, LaFleur was 11-0 against the Bears.
Yep.
Until that last game-winning kick. And, you know, Ben Johnson, I mean, to turn this team around from 5-12 to what they are now is just unbelievable. Obviously, there was a lot of great work done by Ryan Poles and the guys that they've brought in and so forth. I have only one criticism. Ben, please, on 4th-and-a-foot in the red zone, just run the ball one time, okay? Otherwise, you know, I mean, but to me, this is the red letter game in my lifetime. And I've been I remember Abe Gibron, okay, and Bobby Douglas, all right? So I've been a fan for more than 50 years and watched lots and lots of games. And this is number one in the hit parade just because of what happened.
More so,
who it was against.
More so than the Super Bowl victory?
More so than the Super Bowl victory. You know, and I mean, the Super Bowl victory, obviously huge. I mean, that whole season was just. Was completely off the charts. I think the biggest game of that season, truthfully, when I realized what we had was when they went to Dallas, America's team, they went in there and just blew them out 44-0. That's the best regular season game I think that I've ever seen. But I mean, in terms of just overall, because of the circumstances, I mean, this felt like an exorcism, really, because thinking about how badly they've lost to Green Bay for years and years and years, it's been so awful. I mean, you know, you talk about a rivalry. It's not a rivalry when one team wins all the time. You know, this feels like they've turned the page that, you know, they can't count on beating us two times every year, every season. And, you know, that's what it's going to take. I mean, if you want to, like Paul said, we're going to win the North and we're never going to give it back. That means you have to beat the Packers, period. End of discussion. You have to beat them. And they did. And that's why they are where they are right now.
Andy, one note on that. Yeah, you know, Ben Johnson said one of the reasons why he did call out Matt LaFleur in that opening press conference is because of what George McCaskey stressed on him about how important that it was to beat the Green Bay Packers, right? I mean, why did Ben say that? Because his boss virtually made it very, very clear that that job may be important than, you know, even more so than winning the Super Bowl. And I think exorcism is such a great word to use. Do you think that Ben Johnson may have just forced Green Bay to fire Matt LaFleur? Do you think they make a change?
I think it's entirely possible. That's really amazing when you think about it. I mean, when he starts 11-0 against a team in his own division, and now he's on the hot seat, apparently. It sounds like, you know, he might potentially lose his job up there, you know. They've certainly felt short in playoffs, but, I mean, they went to Dallas, you know, and won there. I mean, they've come close a couple of times, but, you know, they haven't gotten over the hump for a while. I mean, but I think this is why everybody loves the NFL, because it's a parity league. You can do something like be 5-12 one season and then turn around and be 11-6 and win the division and win a playoff game. I live in the Kansas City area. I was at a bar last night packed with well over 100 Bears fans that just were going absolutely ballistic right in the heart of Chiefs country. And I've seen, you know, them. I mean, just the amazing run that they have had, unprecedented, three straight going to the Super Bowl. And then to go from that to 6-11, the exact reverse of what the Bears had, you just don't know in this league, which I think is why it's so entertaining and so much fun.
Andy, great to talk. Appreciate the phone call. Enjoy your day.
You too, pal. Thank you.
All right, good stuff there from Andy in Kansas. Gosh, more than the Super Bowl victory. Exercising demons, beating the Green Bay Packers.
That one was crazy to hear.
Yeah, listen, you're allowed to bear any way you want to bear, and that's the way that Andy felt. And I, you know, Andy did say, right, it's, you know, going back to far, but the numbers as far as exercising the demons, like, you know, Matt LaFleur was 6-0 at Soldier Field before he lost in that overtime victory. But the Bears were just 2-13 at home against Green Bay since that 2010 NFC Championship game, right? They stole your hearts in that playoff loss in 2010 and then have just beat you down ever since. That 2-13 record at home, that's the worst record by any team at home against a division opponent over 15 seasons. The other number, the Bears 5-25 against the Packers, second worst record by any team against a division opponent over those last 15 years. So the only one worse were the Jets and the Patriots. You do not want to be associated with the Jets at all, but you are when it came to the Packers versus the Bears, just like what Tom Brady did, stomping or stepping on the Jets to propel himself back to the playoffs year after year, right? Like you do not want to be an easy 2 in your own division. But here are the Bears that were actually 2-4 in their own division in the regular season. How do you make that feel a little bit better? Well, it just transpired last night. Every ounce of how do you feel better about being 2-4 in your division? Guess what? We played audio of Aiden Hutchinson on ESPN this morning talking about how frustrating it is because of Caleb Williams' elusiveness. The Packers are done. The Vikings didn't get in. The Lions didn't get in. And you're going to the divisional round. And that's with a first-year head coach and a second-year quarterback. Put your shades on, because the future is bright. 312-644-6767. Final stop for us coming up next.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary.
But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
You know, I just took a look outside. It is dreary. It is 31 degrees. Who are we kidding? It is sunny and 75 in Chicago right now. The Bears are heading towards the divisional round after beating the Packers in arguably maybe the most dramatic football game I've ever seen, as the Bears were down 21-6 to start the fourth quarter. Again, That is not hyperbole. 25 points in the fourth quarter. That is the third most points in fourth quarter in a playoff game in NFL history for a team that has not won a playoff game since 2010. Believe it or not, 15 seasons. I believe the Bears had the third longest losing drought in the playoffs in the NFL. That was an incredibly important game. I thought Andy in Kansas put it great. He's, you know, you talk about an exorcism. It's not just winning a playoff game. It's beating the Packers the way that they did. Still have time for maybe a couple more phone calls before we hand it off to a wild card Sunday triple header right here on 6M The Score. Bills Jags coming your way at noon. 49ers Eagles. That may be the one you ought to pay the most attention to as a Bears fan, because if the Eagles win that game, it will be Philadelphia and the Bears at Soldier Field next weekend. The 49ers win, then it will be the Rams at Soldier Field this upcoming weekend division round. You got Chargers, Patriots coming up this evening on The Score. All those games on 6-7 The Score and the Odyssey app. Also, are you a local business owner or employee? This is very, very important for your business. Lend us your ears for this one, because this is one of the best things we do for small businesses. How would you like to have your commercial air during Super Bowl 60 right here on The Score? This is your chance. We have brought back the Score Big for Your Business contest, where you can enter to win a 30-second Super Bowl commercial on The Score's broadcast of Super Bowl 60 from Westwood One. And new this year, you can win a live broadcast for your brand. Here's how you do it. The website, 670thescore.com/contest to enter now. You can also learn plenty more details. Deadline, January 18th. Score Big for Your Business, sponsored by People's Bank, where better banking keeps moving forward. Member FDIC. Before I forget, Tyler Farengold, wonderful job by you. Entire morning, entire show long. Always a joy working with you. Thank you, buddy. And Bruce Levine joined us in the 9 o'clock hour. Tom Ricketts made sure that he got on this show, or at least he made sure his Cubs got on the show. The Cubs signed Alex Bregman, 5 years, $175 million deal. Jeff Passan tweeted last night, the Bears could use Bregman. And I was like, that's a weird tweet. But minutes later, he had also broken the news that Alex Bregman signed with the Cubs, and then it made much more sense with what he said. So, hell of a night last night. Hell of a night. You kind of were like, well, if I'm going to go to bed sad, if I'm a Cubs fan, at least I got a new third baseman. No. You got the victory, and you got a new third baseman, and we'll be covering it all week long. Again, tune in tomorrow for a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank, starting with Mullen Hodd, 5:30, continuing all day long right here on The Score, and all week long. Why? Because this season is still alive for the Chicago Bears. Back to the phones we go. Let's go to Scott with us in Highland Park on The Score. Scott, thanks for your patience, man. Go ahead.
How you doing, Justin?
I'm doing great, Scott.
So a few things. So, yeah, I mean, it is just absolutely incredible. I don't think people understand the rivalry. If you're not in Chicago and Green Bay, you just don't get it. When a guy like Aaron Rodgers in our stadium says he owns us, and you know what? They reap what they sow. This Bears team, you know, 86 is the best season of all time. I went to the Super Bowl. There's never been a more dominant thing. But this is, you know, my favorite movie growing up, Justin, was Rocky, okay? Because you could never knock Rocky out. And those Packers, they knew it. They couldn't knock us out. Three games, even though they won one, they outplayed us three games, and we kept coming back. Ben Johnson, like you said, Ben Johnson and Cable, we have only scratched the surface. Wait till we start making adjustments on the defense. These guys are going to get better. Thanks a lot. Love your show. Just the greatest one of the most satisfying victories I've ever seen. Thank you.
Scott, great call. Yeah, and imagine when they probably draft a young pass rusher. That's got incredible upside, right? I know this was an expensive defense, but the Bears virtually did not have Jalen Johnson all season long. Even when he played, he wasn't Jalen Johnson. Kyler Gordon was hurt virtually all season long. Dio Dangbo was one of their big spends in the offseason. He's been gone for almost the entire season. And then you had the Bears go first three picks in the draft on the offensive side of the ball and spend big money to get two guards and a center. I completely understand why. It's not by mistake that it looks lopsided, right? The defense was expensive but thin, and you lost a lot there. And Jalen Johnson is back, but we know he's not really back. So the balancing is not just going to simply be about Caleb Williams learning the offense more. It's going to be about balancing out the roster and hopefully developing somewhat of a pass rush. Because you may all feel confident, but I can tell you, we're going to run into similar problems if you allow either Matthew Stafford or Jalen Hurts to camp out in the pocket. Well, I'm a little more scared about Stafford if we're Hurts. You're going to run into the same problem, and that goes all throughout the playoffs. The playoffs change because the quarterbacks get better. If you allow those quarterbacks to get comfy in the pocket, you find yourself out of the playoffs. Let's go to Tanner with us in Iowa. Tanner, good morning, buddy. How are you?
Hey, dude. Good, Justin. It could not be more excited this morning. Bears in true Undertaker fashion, what they've done all season, just rising from the dead. It's been, I just really want to give a shout out to King Poles there for what they've done with bringing on in some of these new guys. Austin Booker has become an absolute game wrecker. I know they gave the ball to Montez last night, and he showed up in the second half pretty good. But, man, it seems like down these past couple games, Booker has been making a name for himself. And it's just great to see how these young guys are developing. Dennis Allen, I don't know if it's him or the Poles is drafting the right guys. I think it's a good system between them all. But, man, just Ben Johnson, Caleb getting a lot of credit. But I think Booker, he's making a big difference for this squad.
Tanner, thanks for the phone call. Yeah, it said, it said on the call there, it said Undertaker. And that's kind of, I'm envisioning the Undertaker sitting up as the Bears get ready to do their fourth quarter thing. I thought Austin Booker was going to get another helmet-to-helmet call. I mean, he
came close.
He sure did, but good for them for keeping that, keeping it in their pockets. It has been, by the way, I am Judson Richards, J-U-D-S-O-N. Call me Judd, call me Judson. Either one will work great. It has been a tremendous 5 hours. Thank you, callers, for co-hosting with me. This has been a blast. Tyler Farengold, great job by you, as always. Enjoyed it, and more football is ahead. Coming your way next in the wild card round, Bills and Jaguars. We got all three games today coming up right here on 6-7 The Score.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.